It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, I'm Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings, and this is our Friday show. And on our program today, we welcome into our studios Milky Chance. Yes, indeed, you've heard their songs, you've heard of their name, and now you're going to hear from the two guys out of Germany coming up this hour during your special Friday Border Crossings. Milky Chance joins us today, so hang around right here on Border Crossings. Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We're downtown in Washington, D.C., and I am sitting alongside of two of the hottest guys in music right now. These guys have won all kinds of awards, getting all kinds of attention, and we'd like to welcome the guys from Milky Chance to the Voice of America, Philip and Clemens. Welcome.
Hello.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Congratulations on the success of the album, Sad Necessary. Why did you guys pick that name for an album, Sad Necessary? And the way you put it together, you combine sad and necessary into one word.
Well, it describes the album very good, like all in all, the red lines through all the songs, because it's always a mixture of melancholy and also danceable, happy mood. Mm-hmm. We use sadness or melancholy in a way to create music. So,
And you guys started off in school together. You became friends through school, and that's how the band was formed?
Well, not Milky Chance, but we met in school, and we made music since day one then. But it was another band. We were a five-piece, so that was more an instrumental jazz band, more funk, more blues. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, after that, Milky Chance came. Mm-hmm. But
and so your roots are from jazz. How would you describe what Milky Chance does these days? I read something USA Today had singer-songwriter with electronic beats, but how would you guys describe what you do?
I mean, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, on the surface.
We just make a lot of music, different music, so I think it's hard to put it into two or three words, mm-hmm. like what it is, but...
And I mean, I don't think... We don't like to think in categories or genres, so we just do what we do.
Yeah.
And your music is influenced by quite a few different styles of music, reggae and rock.
That's right.
And even folk.
Yeah.
There's some folk music in your sound. So how did you... The obvious question, because everybody wants to hear the answer to this question... How did you pick the name Milky Chance? What's the significance? What does that mean? Where did that come from?
I came up with that name when I was younger, 15, I guess, when I started songwriting. And I had to save the songs on my computer. Then I created a new artist name for each song.
Wow.
That's it. But there's no meaning behind these two words.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're asked that all the time. What's the meaning? What's the meaning? There is no meaning.
Today, I will pick another one.
Really?
Probably.
So the next time I see you guys, you'll be called something else?
No, I mean, not yet. Now it's too late.
Yes, you don't want to throw away all of the fame that you guys have gotten. MTV Europe called you the best German band, and your song was number one in, I don't know, 10 countries or more, and has sold very, very well in the United States. So congratulations on that. You know, and Stolen Dance, obviously a huge hit that's made you famous in the United States. But you guys were making music before, and you had put out, an EP before you put out Sad Necessary.
We recorded an EP with the band before, but mm-hmm. we never released it.
Oh.
Because it was kind of like the last thing we did together. Mm-hmm. Because after that, some went abroad, and the band kind of like stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Still on our computer, but not released. Maybe we should release it now.
And Sad Necessary, that was recorded in your home?
Mm-hmm. My parents' house.
Yeah, but you had moved out, but you decided to go back?
Well, at that point, I still lived there when mm-hmm. we recorded it. Then I moved a little later. Mm-hmm. But it was the room where we used to practice with the band that we had before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very tiny... cozy room. And it was cool.
We want to go back though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Want to stay
back
there.
To his bedroom and
yeah.
make a new album.
Yeah.
So working in a smaller room, is that's a good thing? That's easier to control the sound and the acoustics and all that stuff?
Working in a place you feel comfortable is good.
I mm-hmm. think that's more important for us
mm-hmm.
besides like technique things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like that we feel very comfortable in that place and we kind of like we're raised there musically,
mm-hmm.
so it just feels like the
you have to feel
roots
the,
of our
the,
music.
The surrounding.
Are you as big in Germany as you are now here and the rest of the world?
Well, I mean, we put out the album 2 years ago in Germany, so it kind of like got big the last 2 years, and we released the album here in October.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if you give by the time right now, we can say that it's getting as big as it is in Europe. Mm-hmm. But of course, it's just a little bit more or well-known mm-hmm. in Germany or in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it gets equal.
Yeah, that's kind of strange, isn't it? You became so famous outside of home, and then all of a sudden everybody at home saying, wait a minute, these guys are ours. You know, and so now you're as big in Germany. But do you know that the fans are different from city to city or country to country? Are they different or is it more the same? Or I mean...
Yeah, it's day by day different.
Yeah.
It can be different.
Mm-hmm. What would be the differences? I know Japan, I often hear. Have you performed Japan?
Uh-uh.
Because I often hear about the audiences in Japan, and we broadcast there. But in other countries, you know, France versus Italy versus Switzerland, I mean, is there a difference, and what would it be?
I would say we would not make the difference between nationalities. It's mm-hmm. more like the daily parameters, like the mood, the venue, the weather, our mood.
Mm-hmm.
Just like very... small things that create the concert and the mood in it.
Yeah.
But it's not, it can be everywhere in the world because, I mean, it's all human. So
Right.
Yeah, just because for example, someday you got, for some reason, there are a lot of young people going to the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
average.
The average is lower.
Mm-hmm.
And someday there are a lot of more older people, and then the mood is just...
Yeah, sometimes they dance and freak out. Sometimes they're more like attention.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're more like...
Watch a lot.
little teenies screaming.
Yeah. Well, it must be fun when you're in a country that they don't really speak much English, but they know all the words to your songs.
Definitely, that's really cool.
Yeah, that must be a great feeling. And are all your music songs written in English, or are they? They are.
Yeah.
Yes. It's interesting. You chose not to release any music in German?
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't feel able to write songs in German.
Why is that?
Well, because I think because I never listened that much to German music.
Mm-hmm.
So all the musical input that I had was in English.
Who are you listening to? Who do you like?
James Brown.
James Brown, for example.
James Brown, Ben Howard, Jimi Hendrix, James Blake. I don't know,
wow.
Bob Marley. Can be everything. Mm-hmm. Edward Sharp.
No German.
Nobody German.
I mean, there's one band, Beatsteaks, but they are also singing in English.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
And some electronic music.
Yeah. What do you think of the state of music from Germany right now? I mean, you're the best band from Germany, according to the MTV Europe Awards. So what do you think of the music back home? Do you like it? Do you like what's coming out? Do you say...
I mean, some music is cool. Some is not. I mean, I'm not... I would say the most German spoken language I listen to is more like rap or something, because German folk music is kind of weird.
Wow.
It doesn't sound really good.
But it's interesting. It's such a diverse, you have such a collection of music that you guys like and listen to and influenced by. I mean, you just say, you know, the folk music, the jazz music, the reggae music. It kind of, it's interesting to hear that from a musician.
I think that comes also a lot from our education in music and our school time, because we went to a school where music was a big thing. It was like...
The main subject.
The main subject. It was like our, biggest subject. And they just taught us a lot. And we went to a choir where we sang also like African songs. And it's just, we got to... A lot of people showed us a lot of different things. Our teachers, our guitar teachers, they showed us a lot of styles.
Our friends.
Our friends. Our parents.
Yeah.
My mom loves to listen to
Pavarotti. YouTube.
The internet.
Well, yeah, you guys are huge on YouTube. I mean, what was the number? I don't know. I saw some crazy, wild, huge number. I don't know how many millions is millions.
150 million.
150 million people watching or checking out Stolen Dance.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's a lot.
You definitely can't change, you know, Milky Chance now.
Yeah. No, that's too late.
150 million people going, where are they? Who are they? So, but it's great. I mean, so because of the music being all recorded and released in English, was it always your goal to make it big in America, or was that not part of the picture?
We didn't even plan to make it big anywhere because we just recorded that album for fun and just like as friends because we finished school. And right after that, we just kind of like wanted to do anything, something.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we recorded that. And then Stolen Dance was online and three other songs. And they just kind of like got clicks.
Mm-hmm.
So this was actually the thing that made us do this as a project, as something that we like go for, do it professional.
Yeah. Is this your first tour in the United States?
Yeah, kind of.
First real tour. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the first time you came here to perform, what was the biggest surprise? What's the thing that's shocked you the most about performing here, coming here to the United States?
I mean, actually, it's that easy thing that you go to a country which is so far away, but people know the music, people can sing it. That's like what it always makes it very like...
Recognize you.
It's crazy.
Yeah, just the feeling to go... somewhere else and play there and people come to your concerts. That's a strange feeling sometimes.
You know, you guys, right now, the ride is great and, you know, Sad Necessary is doing so well and Stolen Dance is the big smash debut hit. And from the email and the letters you get from your fans, apart from Stolen Dance, what would you say is the most requested song that people always say they want to hear from you guys?
Accepting Stolen Dance?
Accept Stolen Dance, yeah. What's the next most popular song?
I guess Flesh Junk Mind and Down by the River.
Mm-hmm. Down by the River,
but
yeah.
But Flesh Junk Mind first.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe both, like, they're...
comparable.
Yeah.
Do you guys write to your fans? Do you keep in touch with them on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff? Do you actually reach out? Do you have a team that writes to them for you?
Well, we have people who, like, post and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but... No, if we answer to people on Facebook or somewhere, it's us, but we don't do it too often because it's just we don't like to spend too much time on the media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you want to leave a message for our fans, we do it on our own. But if it's just like, you know, all these festival announcements and stuff like this, that's somebody else doing because that's just, you know, just regular stuff. But if you we want to say something to the fans, we do it on our own.
Mm. So the next single from the album is going to be what?
I guess Flesh Don't Mind.
Yeah. Okay. And what? Tell me about a video. Is that in the works? Are you talking about putting together a video?
We already made a video.
You made a video.
Actually, yeah, it's from our hometown.
Ah.
That's really cool.
Which is Castle, I think?
Which is Castle, right?
See, I know you guys.
Yeah, we just kind of like show our daily living there, how we spend time with our friends, how we used to live as students.
Yeah.
And the good times and all.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a little bit like a flashback in our earlier life that we had. It's all like our real friends in the video.
And the places and we used to hang out.
We used to go.
We got Clemens and Philip here. It's Milky Chance are talking to us from downtown D.C. on The Voice of America. These guys on the charts with one of the hottest songs of the past 6-8 months called Stolen Dance, certainly number one around the world in many different countries. And it's a great opportunity to be able to talk to you guys and to have you on The Voice of America. What's been the highlight for you so far?
On this tour? Or like
in just in your career in general, since Milky Chance decided, since you said we're going to be Milky Chance, what's been the highlight?
I mean, musically, a highlight was we played with a big orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably, yeah, in our music career, one of the biggest and most exciting things we ever did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I would point that as a highlight. And besides that, there happened a lot of... In Australia, we played a festival, Falls Festival, and like thousands of people were doing the same dance to one of our songs. And it was kind of like watching 40,000 people dancing together.
Wow.
That was the shuffle dance. Great, all right. Unison. That was...
That's amazing.
We stopped playing and we're just like, watch what? It.
Wow.
What's going on?
What you guys have done, those performances in venues where there's 40, 50,000 people for a festival or you know, big giant venue. And you've also done the smaller clubs. Which do you prefer?
It's both.
Yeah, it's a mixture.
I mean, sometimes you kind of like want to, if it's outside, you really enjoy that
mm-hmm.
outside thing, be together with so many people who enjoy the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the small clubs where it's really packed and you can feel the energy, which is very strong. And like, it's just also like in smaller clubs, it's easier for, or not easier, but as a musician, you kind of like are more focused on like doing practicing kind of like mm-hmm. on stage mm-hmm. because it's smaller and you are more like, you feel this energy. So
mm-hmm.
I have the feeling this is what makes small clubs very nice and cool to play.
Mm. As singer-songwriters, where is the strangest place you've ever written a song?
I have ideas, song ideas, all over the time, mm-hmm. all along the day. So mm-hmm. I got a lot of ideas for arrangements when I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm about to fall asleep, there's mm-hmm. a lot of things going on in my head. But
how about the strangest inspiration for a song you've ever had? You looked at something, you were cooking salmon. Hey, I got a song.
Yeah, maybe when I'm while cooking.
I remember that you once did like a small little song about an elephant standing in the kitchen, like a little, you know, like a statue,
mm-hmm.
like an elephant statue. And then he was like making lyrics out of that.
Yeah, there was a song.
Yeah.
I started writing a song for kids, like a kids song,
mm-hmm.
where all the animals pop out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I used to sing, there's an elephant in the kitchen trying to kiss the pigeon. I don't know.
Idea.
That's great. Profound lyrics. So do you have a certain special way that you remember the lyrics or that you avoid forgetting? Because I know a lot of people say, I'm in an airport, a song comes to me. Oh my gosh, where am I going to put it? How am I going to keep from forgetting it? What do you do?
Well, I started writing down the lyrics in a book, but I don't always have it with me. So in the worst case, you just type it in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can translate it into your book.
Because I heard Taylor Swift was asked that question. She said she wrote it on toilet paper because her phone's battery was dead. She was in an airport, she used toilet paper to write the song lyrics. So I asked if you had somewhere that you like to do that. But how about as far as collaborations go? Who would you like to work with? Who's at the top of your list to work together?
We never made that list. We just made a collaboration with a friend mm-hmm. from our school,
mm-hmm.
like back from our hometown. She's 17 now. So she's pretty young and pretty talented, and we always made music with her. So we did that. And I don't know. With Gentleman, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a reggae artist from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Also well known in Jamaica, and he asked us to play a song for his MTV Unplugged album.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. But we just if people come and ask us and it's cool, then we do it. But we're not aiming to have a crazy collaboration with someone.
No, you don't want to work with Kanye West or something like that. That's not in the mix for you guys.
I mean,
if he calls you, if Paul McCartney, if he calls, we'll try and fit him in the schedule. So you guys seem very unaffected by all this, which is kind of refreshing, and it's very nice that you got fame. You, as I said, you know, a number one status, which is people, you know, strive their entire careers to achieve what you have achieved, you know, in the last couple of years. So it's great that you're so grounded and so casual and relaxed. Looks like this business hasn't changed you.
That's good. That's a good response.
Well, it's very nice. It's nice to meet a couple guys who are like you guys, and you put out great music. And so After Sad Necessary? I'm sure this is the album's pretty new, but I'm sure that as songwriters, you probably wrote 100, 200, 500 songs, and you can only put 12 or 13 on an album.
I wish.
So what comes next?
Well, there are a couple new songs, but we just didn't have the time to record them.
Mm-hmm.
In the end of this year, we will have a break, and then we will record new stuff, maybe in January, or something. Mm-hmm.
Next year, we're definitely going to put something out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Well, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you guys, and I wanted to give you a chance to say hello to the worldwide audience if there's a message you want to convey, because they love you around the world. You're truly an international success story from Germany, number one in so many countries throughout Europe and Asia and the Middle East. You know, everybody that loves, you know, your music. So, Milky Chance, guys.
All right. Hello, world.
Hello.
Hello, world.
Oh, it's so mad.
Take care and...
peace and love. Take care.
Share music.
Don't let us down. Stay true to...
stay to the Milky Chance.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for joining us. Philip and Clemens, I appreciate it. This is the Voice of America. I'm Larry London, and we've been with Milky Chance here on Border Crossings.
Down by the river, I was drawn by your grace into depths of oblivion, into the lover's place. I was stuck in a puddle full of tears and unwise. Stuck doing snow and oh, that we've paid unlike. Honey, I know, hey, when we walked on and on, I feel like we can throw away the forces of a price. And I know, too, it's been the hardest days for you. Let's throw them out the window, that's what those lovers do.
On VOA1's Border Crossings. I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of a church where me and grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, until I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, until I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
And that was Colin Ray and a song called Love Me. And that's a request from Mohammed, who listens to us in Ghana. Mohammed took the time to call in a request, and you can call in your request by dialing 202-619-2077. We answer the phone while we're in the studios live for the hour of Border Crossings at 1500 Universal. And then you can always email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Or if you like Twitter, you can go to send us a tweet at BCVOA at Twitter.com and Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. A lot of Facebook followers join us on our Facebook page each and every day. And what I want to know is, what are you waiting for? So go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and join us there. Coming up next, a request from Getachew Ayele, who's listening to us in Ethiopia. And he writes in to say, hi, Larry, how are you? I'm a big fan. I like the way you do the program and play the music. And I want to hear a song from the Lawson Band, which is called Taking Over Me. So here's your request on Border Crossings.
Thank you. never ever gonna make you cry. I'll fix your broken heart, I'll make it beat again. I'll never let you down, on me you can depend. And I'll tell her that we'll always be this way. Every day that she's the one that makes me wanna say, the life I love and I can't get enough. I could pull you close in a moment just like this. I could stop the world with only just your kiss. I'm riding real slow, and my paint wet, dripping, shining like my 24s. I don't got 24s, but I'm on those Vogues. That's those big white walls, round them 100 spokes. Old school like old English in that brown paper bag. I'm rolling in that same whip that my granddad had. Hello, haters, damn y'all mad. 30K on the caddy, now how backpack rap is that?
In some Bernie Mac, would've been prouder. Looking down from heaven like damn, that's stylish. Smiling, don't pay attention to the mileage. Can I hit the freeway illegally, going 120? Easy weaving in and out of the traffic. That cannot catch me, I'm smashing, I'm ducking, bucking. I'm out here, I'm looking fucking fantastic. I am up in the classic, now I know what it's like under the city lights, biting into the night. Driving over the bridge, the same one we walk across as kids. Knew I'd have a whip, but never one like this. Old school, old school. Candy paint, two-seater. Yeah, I'm from Seattle, there's hella Honda Civics. I couldn't tell you about paint either. But I really wanted the caddy, so I put in the hours and moved up over to the dealer. And I found the car dream. It was a bargain with the skeezer. Got the keys, and as I was leaving, I started screaming.
Got that off-black Cadillac, midnight drive. Got that gas pedal, lean back, taking my time. I'm rolling up, roof off, letting inside show. The city never looked so
bright, bright. Backwoods and dope. White hopes in the backseat snorting coke. She doing line after line like she writing rhymes. I had it in hell in my love trying to blow her mind. Cadillac pimping, my uncle was on. 14, I sold his keys, me and my niggas was gone. Seen the portions of his liquor, water in his Patron. Driver smiling like I won a fucking lottery, homes. Lottery, homes. Tires with the spokes on it, in the Vogue suit. Mustard and mayonnaise, keeping the buns all on my dogs. Hanging out the window, youngest roots, frontin' like
tired of hypnotized. Grip the leather steering wheel where I grip the thighs. See the lust stuck up in the eyes. Maybe she like the ride, or does she like the smoke? Or does she want to love? Keep the street a coupe de ville so you never know. So we cool for minutes, my the limit. Got a window tinted for showing gangster in the slot till the gas is finished. Q.
Off black Cadillac.
Border crossings, requests, and dedications. That's what we do. And we do it every day at 1500 Universal for an hour. Rekundo Theobald just requested the song from Macklemore and Ryan, which we just played for you. And the song is called White Walls, which are actually wheels on a car. You have to pay extra to get white walls on your car if you don't like the black rubber look of normal tires. But that song also features Schoolboy Q. Here on Border Crossings, Macklemore and Ryan are out of Seattle, Washington, and Macklemore became a dad recently, so congratulations to him. My name is Larry London, and up next we've got a request from Joseph Agba Joe, who is a regular supporter and listener to Border Crossings, and it's music from Brantley Gilbert with a song called One Hell of an Amen. So hope you enjoy this, Joseph, and all your friends listening to Border Crossings. Here's Brantley Gilbert.
Preacher said he died too young. Over there he told that gun for Uncle Sam and our freedom. Mom and dad and dressed in black, they folded up that flag, handed it to dad and started praying. Yeah, we went out 21 guns blazing, and that's one hell of an amen. That's the only way to go, fighting the good fight till the good Lord calls you home. So beware, my friend, till I see you again. Yeah, this is our last goodbye. It's a hell of an amen. Doctor said he ain't got long. He just smiled and said, bring it on. Well, if you think I'm scared, you got me on. Oh,
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
And that is a song from California Love, Tupac, dedicated to Yahya Abubakar and his girlfriend, Haley. He says, Haley, baby, thanks for making my life great. So, Yahya, you're a lucky man. And Haley, he appreciates you. This is VOA1's Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, keeping you company with requests and dedications. And don't forget, starting in early August, we will be giving away the new Now 55 CD on the program. So all you have to do is listen to win starting in August each and every day on Border Crossings. A winner will be named for the Now 55 CD giveaway, and that's just a couple of weeks away. All right, here comes one more request. This is from Takahashi Yuko Brown. Takahashi wants Sweet Child of Mine. It's Guns N' Roses on Border Crossings.
where do we go now?
Oh, where do we go now? Where do we go?
Sweet child.
Where do we go now?
Where do we go now? Where do we go? Where do we go now? Where do we go? Where do we go now? Sweet child, sweet child of mine.
Border Crossing, Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses, and a request from Takahashi Yuko Brown and Annie, who are in Kuwait listening to our show. And thank you so much for joining us today on Border Crossings, and I look forward to coming back again and joining you on Monday's program with requests and dedications. And I also want to thank Milky Chance for coming on the show today to talk about the tour and the new album, and I appreciate all your love. Milky Chance, a couple of nice guys out of Germany. Well, thank you for listening to Border Crossings all week, and enjoy your weekend. I'll see you again on Monday, 1500 Universal. Also, a special thank you to our producer and director extraordinaire, Felicia Butler, along with Vince and the gang. Thank you for listening. I'm Larry London, and this is the VOA 1 Music Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.